Let's fire up the engine.
Roger, fire engine one.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Got a lot of work to do here.
We've got a show to do.
Start your engine.
We got a show to do.
We
got to
do a show.
Start your engine.
Who likes fire engines?
What are you even talking about?
Start your engine.
Yeah, my engine is revved up. Actually, that's a lie. I need some octane, which would be coffee. Hold on one sec. Oh, let me fill up my tank. You too. Come on now. Suck it down. The nectar of life. Mm. Or as I like to call it, mother's milk. All right. Now it's time to rev up my engines. Hey, you get shotgun, and together we're going to have fun today. Enjoying the best music on radio, today's country, some giveaways. Also, I want to find out who is sitting next to me on Shotgun, my co-pilots. Who are you? Taking roll call in about 10 minutes from now. Star Country, 96.9, 19 minutes past 6 o'clock. I know who's joining us in just a little bit. That would be Clint Cooper, our newsman with local news. My question to all of you is, who are you? Who are you? It's time to take roll call again. My early risers, I embrace you. Those of you that must face a day before the sun even does, welcome. Michael with me. Boy, he's about ready to go night-night, though. Just pulled a 10-hour shift, is that right? Woo. Well, get home safely, and then get your teddy bear and enjoy the sleep that you so richly deserve. Motormouth, that would be Papa Whippersnapper. Hello, Motormouth. Always good having your company. Patrick is with me this morning. Thumbs up right back your way. Patrick, have yourself a wonderful day. I have Diane that has joined me. Hello, Di. I can call you Princess, too. Who else is with me? Nancy. Hello, Nancy. Thank you for rising and starting your day with me.
Star Country 96.9.
14 minutes past 7 o'clock. Time to field a guess or two on the Mindbender question before we get back to the music. Here is that question I posed a couple of minutes ago. You're playing for a gift certificate redeemable at a couple of restaurants. You can opt to go to Mardi Gras Seafood or the Flying Cow Burger and Wing Company. What phrase do kids hate hearing their parents say the most? What is that hated phrase?
Because I said so.
Because I said so. Do you have kids?
Yes, sir. 16.
16. And do you still say that to them? Because I said so.
Absolutely. Every day.
Does it work?
Does it work?
No.
Well, keep saying it. Maybe it'll stick. Unfortunately, you can't keep giving me that answer and hope to be fed for free, because that's not that most hated phrase. What do you think that hated phrase is?
Well, when I was your age.
I've heard that before, apparently. When I was your age, I used to walk 5 miles to school.
Uphill both ways.
Uphill both ways. When I was your age is not the phrase we're looking for. Keep trying.
I'm going to give you to the count of three.
Oh, yeah.
One, two.
You got to straighten up quick.
You got to make sure, though, that there is punishment coming after three. Because kids learn very quick. If it's just a countdown without a lot of punishment, yeah, go ahead. So you can count. Big whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
So once you hit three, what did that mean?
They were fixing it to your butt whoop.
I got a belt, or you're going to cut your own switch. I had to cut my own switch back in the day. That's not it, though. Not the count of three.
I was used to hear, because money doesn't grow on trees.
That is it. That is the number one hated phrase that parents say to kids. Money doesn't grow on trees.
I still say that to myself.
Yeah. Every time you reach out for something. Now, Clint, money doesn't grow on trees. Well, thank goodness that you just won some free food then, because money doesn't grow on trees. Toby's latest, titled Old School. Dr. Craig DeLacy, do you consider yourself old school?
I'm an 80s kind of guy.
Are you?
I don't know how old that is. But
this day and age, that's like 40 years ago. That's kind of old school, I suppose. Dr. Craig DeLacy with Titus Regional Medical Center joining us. I'm going to play devil's advocate. Let me set the stage, though, as I'm vaccinated still, though. A lot of vaccinated people getting this Omicron variant. People who've been sick before getting it, too. So if everybody's getting it, I got triple vaxxed. I mask up everywhere. I still got it. It penetrated right through Pfizer and Moderna. Cases keep on going.
everybody's getting Omicron. Now, it's not a bad infection with antibody protection, but it does seem that everybody's getting Omicron. All right, sorry, I couldn't spare you my singing again, Doctor. That'll get you some patients, though, that are feeling sick this morning. See, I'm working on your business. Dr. Craig DeLisi, a lot of people who have been vaccinated are coming down with Omicron. A lot of people who have been sick with COVID-19 are getting sick again because of Omicron. And anecdotal evidence and also scientific evidence that the infection's not the worst. Shouldn't we all just kind of embrace getting it? I've even heard reports that, speaking of old school, like back in the day with chicken pox, let's have a party. Let's get it over with. An Omicron party. So here's me playing devil's advocate. What's your argument against that mindset?
Yeah, there's definitely some nuggets of truth there, I would say, including the fact that it does seem like everyone's going to get it. I think there have been some Omicron parties. I think we're living in one big one right now.
Everybody's invited, even if you don't want to attend, is what you're
saying. That's true. Yeah. I'd say that you're right. I've seen lots of people with the vaccine get this strain and lots of previously vaccinated people. And it seems like the ones I'm seeing are ones who have had their vaccine pretty remotely. Maybe they got it last spring. You know, it's been nearly a year. Or the same with previous infections. They had an infection half a year ago or a year ago. And I haven't seen as many people who have had recent boosters catch it, for what it's worth. I've only, actually, yesterday was the first one I've seen of that. So I do think there's something to be said about having a refreshened immunity. Mm-hmm. The main thing I would say against that is that, you know, I still think, on average, it's better not to get it than get it. And I mean that for so many reasons. Even if it's a relatively mild case, just the garden variety, like a sinus infection with a bad headache, which we're seeing a lot of that. You know, one, you're still missing, you know, work or school, you know, for at least 5 days, which is, you know, better than 2 weeks, but still aggravating to have an unplanned vacation. And the second thing is, I do think this is being lost a little bit because we keep emphasizing, okay, good, this relatively speaking isn't as bad, it's more mild, and that's all true, especially when you're comparing it to Delta. But we have to keep it in perspective that this is still a nasty virus. And so, you know, I track the hospitalization numbers in Texas, and we are just about 1,500 patients shy of the peak of the worst at any point in the pandemic, where we have over 12,000 Texans in the hospital. And so those are people with serious infection who have pneumonia and who are, you know, needing high-level care, probably ICU care in many cases. And so it is true that, relatively speaking, on average, if you catch it, the percentage likelihood that you're going to end up in the hospital is lower, but the numbers are just ungodly high, and so it's driving that other. I mean, almost 2,000 Americans are dying a day still from it, which we've sort of become immune to those sort of statistics, but that's incredibly high. I mean, you know, that's something that, you know, during flu season, you know, that number might be 100 on a given day during a bad flu season. So I still think there's good reason not to want to get it. And the other thing is, you know, just because you get it doesn't mean that we're not going to get the next strain that rolls around. Yeah. So there's no guarantee that immunity to this prevents that. And I saw a gal yesterday, in fact, and have one this morning, that are both, you know, 30s, extremely healthy. You know, the one yesterday had never been vaccinated, and she came in, you know, over 2 weeks into this infection, still having fever, you know, doesn't have pneumonia, just feels terrible. So I think those are all good reasons not to get it. You know, although I have told people, you know, if you haven't got it yet and you're picking one to get, this is the one you want. But I think that it would be an overstatement to say, hey, let's just all get it and kind of get it over with. I wish it was that simple, but I don't think it is.